This goes to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S. Fax 989-463-1713. Regarding Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N, Arnett, A-R, and like November, E-T-T. Date of birth 10/29/1959. Dear Dr. Holmes, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Arnett with diabetic nephropathy and preserved renal function, hypertension, and microalbuminuria. His last visit was November 4th of 2024. He's feeling well. No new pains from the rheumatoid arthritis currently, and no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no peripheral edema. His weight is down 14 pounds over the last year. Medications, I want to highlight chlorthalidone, 12.5 milligram daily, lisinopril, 20 milligram daily, propranolol, 80 milligram daily. He's also on hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligram twice a day, and C-E-R-T-O-L-I-Z-U-M like Mary, A, B like boy, 400 milligram monthly, once monthly. Physical exam, weight 168 pounds, pulse is 70, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 74. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen soft without ascites, no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done November 10th, 2025. Creatinine stable at 1.16, estimated GFR greater than 60. Calcium 9.3, sodium 139, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 30. Albumin 3.8, phosphorus 4.2, hemoglobin 12.1, white count 15.6, and he has chronically elevated white count. Platelets are normal. Assessment and plan, 1, diabetic nephropathy with stable creatinine levels. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, microalbuminuria, and his last microalbumin level was 45, and that was done 10/23/25, so that's slightly less than last year when it was over 100. So he should continue all of his routine medications, including lisinopril, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 1 year. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.